And the other fun thing, especially when we lived on 15th Street, because the Strip then was just right around the corner, you know.
Yeah.
And we were out on the street all the time, every evening. And it would be so thick with people, you couldn't walk. You know, you just kind of get into a clump and just move along, be moved along the sidewalk with a clump of people. And there was some, you know, guys would pass you by and they'd be muttering every kind of drug name you can think of. You know, they had it. And it was like they'd open their coats and there would they'd all be lined up. And there was one guy that lived in this gorgeous, beautiful house on 14th Street, right back where the Colony Square Hotel is now, the parking lot entrance to that. It was just beyond that. And didn't get torn down for a long time. It was only in recent history, like in the
old French embassy.
90s. Yeah, the big place with columns on the front. Mm-hmm. Well, that was like a hippie flop house.
Yes.
And what was his name? Jules, I think it was. Jules, who sold gems, and his gems were every kind of drug you could imagine. He had pictures of all the different pills and things, and had a business card with a lot of them on it, and that was the only way I knew what particular drugs were, and I still have that card somewhere in my memorabilia.
We'd love to see that.
I'm sure you would, yeah. I'll have to see if I can dig it out. Jules, who sold gems out of that old building. And so we'd go over there all the time to buy our... We just did weed, but we would go over to get that from him. And we were living with Michael and Gail, so they always had... Michael was a cook, a night cook, in one restaurant or another, after a whole series of places around Midtown area. And he would come home and be wired from working until 10 and 11 o'clock at night, so we would always stay up with Mike and Gail until 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning, Joe playing music, and Michael supplying all kinds of